Yo, what's up? Sober Slept with Chris Slager, that's me. Happy my brother's birthday. It's my brother's birthday today, so happy that. I'm just have to remember that as soon as I wake up, because I gotta text him a Bitmoji, a nice happy birthday Bitmoji. And my mom will text me to say, remember, she texts everybody in the family, including Jacqueline, my girlfriend, who is not obligated to wish my brother a happy birthday. If he's not, I think that's why we don't get married, so we don't have these birthday obligations. That, it looks like a big hassle, marriage. Well, I've done it, so I know, but a lot of planning, bullshit, who cares? But yeah, it's my brother's birthday. I don't really care that much about birthdays. I don't understand the big deal, but I guess it's nice to celebrate. You gotta celebrate something, so what the hell? Alright, so my friend Ian was telling me this. He likes the show better when he was telling me before. He's like, yeah, you got to do it laying down. You got to do it in bed. And I'm not doing that today. It's 11:03. I had a shit time getting out of bed. I don't know why. I just wanted to stay in bed forever. I know that's not much of a... that's a shitty problem. It's not a big problem. When you have to get out of bed, you might have had to get out of bed, and that sounds like a lot worse than I couldn't get out of bed, you know. But I've made choices in my life that led me to a place where I've spent the past 6 years sleeping till whenever I want, so that's pretty good. So I'm happy about that part, but I really got to figure out how to get out of bed earlier. I set an alarm and turned that shit off, or hit snooze, then went off again, and then Jacqueline gets mad that my alarm is too harsh, because it's that, you know, the iPhone alarm that's like the it is harsh, but I don't think the unharsh ones will get me out of bed. But the harsh one didn't get me out of bed, so I guess I can try the fucking harp, the little angel harp. I'll try that tomorrow. Maybe that'll give me like a little, you know, just ease me out. Cause if I'm gonna take over show business, I gotta start getting out of bed at a decent hour. Although this is a decent hour in Los Angeles, where all the show business people are, so maybe I just operate on Los Angeles time living in New York City. That would be perfect for me, though, you know. I think we could. Nobody else seems to be on board with shifting the clock like I am. Like, let's all start waking up at 11. Like, let's make that the earliest you wake up, but nobody seems to. I need a lot of morning people, so, and I guess it would hurt, you know, all those shows like the Today Show and the Good Morning America. It would hurt those people. So you got to have a place for Michael Strahan and whoever else is on those shows. Matt Lauer. And whoever is Matt Lauer's co-host. I don't know. I stopped watching after they gave the shaft to the woman that replaced Katie. They didn't give her enough time. And I thought that was pretty shitty. She seemed fine enough. News alert. President Donald Trump says recent spate of threats to Jewish community in the U.S. is horrible and painful. So, the President of the United States has come out against anti-Semitism We believe. I know he's got Jewish grandkids. Because his and his daughter is Jewish. Which, do you think, like, my dad pulled that move. My dad converted to Catholicism for my mom. So he's a Catholic. And he goes to church. And he says that he believes it. But I don't believe that. I find it very difficult to believe that you can pick up Catholicism as an adult and say, yeah, this makes perfect sense. That sounds very suspicious. I think he's been putting on an act this whole time. It's been all to be like, so my mom's like, oh, he's Catholic, you know, and he is. He got baptized. He did the whole thing. And goes to church every fucking week. I don't know how he does it. My dad is a hero. A hero of complying with my mother on religious things. But that, there's a lot, you know, you watch that that new Pope, there's a lot of Catholics. I always feel like they must be losing so many people because nobody, but man, there's a bunch of those motherfuckers. There's a Catholic church down the street, and I'm always surprised to see people in it. I don't know how that keeps going. No one's in the mattress store, which I would think it'd be like the mattress, because there's a mattress store, there's a bunch of them, Sleepies, but there's never anybody in them. They take up a lot of real estate. All these other businesses kind of come and go. They go in, they open up, they go out of business. They didn't do anything, but the Sleepies, they're always there. And there's nobody shopping in them. Very perplexing. I don't know. Is that, I noticed that in Los Angeles, there's another chain. Also saw a lot of them. I forget what it was, but same deal. I don't know if that's every city. Maybe that's like a CIA thing. Something's going on with mattress stores in this country. Because they're not needed. Well, like, have you ever seen a crowded mattress store? No. And they sell them at the department store, too. I don't know. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't get too deep into the conspiracy theories like Alex Jones. I think that that's interesting. That people believe that every tragedy that happens is like planned and staged, when there's like absolute proof that that's not the case, or at least absolute proof that their theories are horseshit. Think that there's actors, like, that they hire actor, like, what actor could keep their mouth shut if they got hired to do something like that? Let's take a quick look at the news, shall we? Let's see what's going on. Let's go. What's going on in non-Trump related news? We won't talk about that, motherfucker. Just in case you people might think he's the best. Oh, let's see. Got an old car, sell it now. How is that? That's not news. More Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie stuff. Father and son in head-on crash. Well, that doesn't sound like fun news, but it might be interesting. Steve Irwin's son freaks out on Jimmy Fallon. What happened there? Steve Irwin, is that the Crocodile Hunter? Yeah, the late Crocodile Hunter. Steve, I don't know. CNN.com sucks. As much as I like CNN, fine. I don't think it's fake news, but it's like I want to read the story. I don't want to watch a fucking video. See, father and son in Alabama were killed in a most unthinkable way. They crashed into each other in a head-on collision. Well, isn't that what a coincidence? Died earlier Saturday morning. Was driving a Ford. I guess the son was driving a 2006 Ford pickup. No, that was the father. And the son was driving a Chevy truck that collided head-on, Alabama State Trooper. I wonder if they're playing chicken. That's pretty crazy. Well, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to them. And that's the news. That's all we have for the news. Let's, where are we at? Man, only 11 minutes. Let me see how well show did yesterday. Show has not been doing fantastic numbers, but I haven't, not bad, not bad. I think people are, the earlier episode, there's been a little bit of a drop off, and I'm wondering if that is because people are behind, or they're not listening to every show, or they're like, this sucks, I'm out of here. Maybe I should take Ian's advice and just do every episode laying down as soon as I wake up. Maybe that'll do better. Maybe they don't all have to be 20 minutes. Maybe I could get out of here in 10 minutes some days. But I don't... you can get out of here in 10 minutes every day. Nothing... you know, right now, this isn't like... We're not developing kind of through lines or anything like that. And I will, if I reference something from a previous episode, I won't expect you to know it. But I'd like to get listenership up. Maybe you should. I don't know. What do you? Are you ready to tell a friend about this show? Are you ready to say, "Hey, this show's kind of weird, but I think you might like it"? Probably not. Maybe that's not a good idea. I don't have any. Nobody's been tweeting at me the past couple days, which is fine. I mean, you know, doing this every day, but you know, I like to hear from you guys. So maybe today, one of you can like say what up, and tell me something you'd like to listen, like hear about or something. I don't know. I think I'm going to end this early today. Because I'm just, I don't know, I'm wasting your fucking time babbling. Either that or I'm going to delete this and start over again, which I shouldn't do. I shouldn't do that. That's not what this show is about. It's about being bad and owning it. That shouldn't be what this show is about. That's a bad idea for a show. Well, let me, well, I have been, I was talking about Catholicism before, which is the religion I was raised under. And I, you know, I've been, gone through, I haven't believed in that in a very long time. That did not resonate with me at all. But I'm kind of sick of being, atheist. I don't know if I talked about this before, but, you know, it's a simple life. Atheism is very simple, which is I like. It's just like, boom, no God, done. Let's move on. I'm not active in their community or something like that. Like some, the people that do that, that get like that I don't get, because you're taking the most simple thing and then now you're, there's just nothing to do with atheism except be it, in my opinion. But I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes it feels like it'd be fun to have a religion of some sort. And I took like a some BuzzFeed quiz or some shit that said I should be a Quaker, which is basically being nothing, but not wanting to be nothing. Quakers really don't have much, which is chill. I'm down with that. But really, I'd have to go all the way to Brooklyn to this meeting, to the Quaker meeting house. And the closest thing to me here is Lutheran. So, and they have like a gay, the Lutheran church has like a gay flag in it. So I'm thinking they're chill. If they got a gay flag in the church, they got to be pretty all right. So maybe I could check out what they're into. And it sounds pretty good, Lutheran. Luther, that's a strong ass name. You know, I think that what they got something to do with that Martin Luther, who nailed the thing to the church door. He's the one that said that split on the Catholics. So maybe they're all right. I don't know. But then you still, it's still like the Jesus religions, which are, that's, everybody does those. Jacqueline's Jewish. I could pull a Ivanka Trump and become Jewish, but I don't think they're not that, it's not like they want you in there, I don't think. You can get in, though. But she doesn't even, she's not like she's going to temple and wearing the hat or something. You know, like the Orthodox women wear like a wig or a hat or whatever to cover their head. I would like a hat. I would like a religion with a hat. I think that's pretty dope. Because I like a hat, but to go to start wearing a hat, that seems very daunting. You know, like people judge you for wearing the hat. Like, oh, this guy thinks he's got a personality now because he bought a fedora. But you get one of those big, like, Orthodox, like what the Hasidic Jews wear, like those big ass hats. Those are fucking cool. That, like a long black coat, white shirt, black tie, black pants. It's like Reservoir Dogs. Plus the hat. I'd be down with that completely. But I don't think I don't think they want me in. They do ask me. They do this in New York, and they do it in L.A., and they do it probably any city with a large Jewish population. Around Rosh Hashanah, they ask people. If you're walking down the street, they'll say, "Hey, are you Jewish?" Because they want you to pray with them. And I don't think they ask everybody, because some people are probably obviously not Jewish, you know. Maybe they do just to be on the safe side, because you never know. And Ivanka Trump might walk by. And I said, no, but I'm a big fan. Which I think, give me a little laugh on that. Give me a little, come on. It's fun. Nothing. Another one was like, are you Jewish? I said, I wish. Nothing. Come on. That's fun. I don't think, but maybe they thought I could have been mocking them, but I was not. I was like, hey, let me have, you know, I get asked this every year around this time of year, like a lot, because they set up in just populated areas, you know, where you're going to walk through and ask you. And I like it. I like the interact. That's an interaction I enjoy, because it's very clear cut. Are you Jewish? No. Thank you. Or, you know, but, you know, they're not like asking you for real they're not asking you for your time, unless you're Jewish, then they want your time. Not like those clipboard people that are like, you have time for the ASPCA. When they don't want you, they just want money. And they take like 10 minutes to get to the money part. And then you're like, I'm not giving you money, you're a dude on the street. And then the whole thing devolves into, you know, people, an uncomfortable situation. And I would like to get rid of those clipboard people completely. They're the fucking worst. They're human pop-up ads. You know, you're walking down the street and someone's like in your face, like, want to talk about Greenpeace? And then they turn me into a Republican. I'm like, no, fuck Greenpeace. Fuck Planned Parenthood. Fuck ASPCA. Fuck whatever, Doctors Without Borders. those are all organizations that are very important that I believe in that annoy me on the street. And I don't know if I donate money online, is that going to go to the clipboard people? I want it to go to, you know, something good like an abortion or something. Well, Planned Parenthood, which is not the thing they do. I know that's not the whole they do. It's like not even, I never took it. I didn't know anybody that got one. I knew a lot of girls that got abortions. None of them went to Planned Parenthood. I didn't even know that was the thing they did until everybody started yelling about it. And I don't know anybody that got a free one. I don't know anybody that got a free abortion. If there was free abortions going around when I was in high school, some of them would have got it, wouldn't they? Why are they all paying money, scraping together fucking whatever, however many $100 that shit cost? Everybody's panicking for abortion money. Not me. Nobody was having sex with me. But, you know, the girls that I became really good friends with, trying to have sex with, they did. All right. You know, that, and if you're pro-life, I dig it. I mean, I'm not angry at you. It's a hot button issue. Okay, listen, we made it to 21 minutes. It's a rocky episode, but if you hung in this long, thank you. And I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.